How you can have sex on the kitchen counter. When was the last time you and your sex partner were so overcome by lust and passion that you were unable even to reach the bedroom? They had to be in the kitchen or drawing room at that very moment. Have you ever considered using your kitchen counter or table as a prop to increase your enjoyment by threefold? If not, you should be aware that getting on a platform has a genuinely erotically exciting, intense, and passionate quality. So, if you want to experience this, then Bangalore Escort Services can help you out in this case. Since the atmosphere and feel of the kitchen are so different from that of the bedroom or living room, it's a great place to have sex. Instead of comfortable pillows and blankets, the kitchen offers a multitude of staging platforms for almost any position you and your partner want. Here in this article, we will provide you with some tips through which you can have sex in the kitchen. Let's begin the topic. Tips for having sex in the kitchen. Select the surface first. First and foremost, confirm that the surface you choose can sustain your weight as well as that of your companion. You don't have to be on the surface at the exact moment, but you don't want the surface to shatter in the middle of a romp and cause an inexplicable sex injury. Therefore, use a kitchen counter or a restroom surface that is wide enough to accommodate your sexy time session if you're unsure about a table's strength. If you want someone sexier with whom you can have sex, then Collage Call Girls is the ideal choice for you. Try to use some lube if you're a quickie by default. Use lubrication to get those orgasms quickly while still toe curling. If your natural wetness is insufficient, applying this cream to your vaginal opening, the tip of your penis, or even sex toys make things more fluid and enjoyable. Additionally, it can be sweetened to prevent vulva ripping and is perfect for oral sex. You can use the tools that you have. Pancake flipping isn't the only use for that spatula. When you're getting frisky in the kitchen, Singer advises keeping an open mind about what could be used as a nasty addition to your sexual experience. After you have oral sex with your woman or after you have doggy style for a bit, the sprayer you use to clean dishes could feel like an exciting sensation on her clitoris. If you want to step up the naughtiness a notch, you could also roll up that wet dishcloth and use it as a fun way to spank each other. Start with standing foreplay. Start with some oral play and foreplay wherever you decide to have your romp. Permeation may be the big finale, but it doesn't have to dominate the entire show, so don't rush it, whether you're in quickie mode or not. By allowing your hands and mouth to explore every inch of your sexual partner's body, you may maximize your position and placement. Another option is to have your penetrating partner sit on a chair while you playfully grind on them. Before starting the entry, do not be afraid to include some toys and accessories. Searching for new places for intimacy can increase connections and enthusiasm in a relationship when carried out with care and ideas. Always keep security, comfort and hygiene before mutual consent. With correct preparation and respect, even the places of adventure like kitchen can be safe, pleasant space for shared intimacy.